Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Hey, you're about to meet a guy who credits his turnaround in life to a cat. Things were far from perfect back in 2019, but now in his Bengal cat named Mia are social media stars. I'm talking over 100 million views of their possum adventures. And he is here today to help us bring out the best in our cats too. Please give pause and applause to the creator of Outdoor Bengal, a real Kathmandu, Albert Kolominas. Welcome, Albert.
Thank you for having me here, Arden. I'm super pumped to be here with you today and share a little bit of our story.
Well, I am too, because, you know, life sometimes slaps us down, but you got to get back up. I mean, cats have 9 lives. It sounds like back in 2019, that's not going to be one of your favorite years ever, was it?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Not for me, not for many people, but I had a rough one for myself that year. Yep.
Well, we're going to go bummer and then we're going to go sensational. So tell us, people, what happened in 2019, because you're from Barcelona, correct?
Yes, I'm from Barcelona, and the story started with an adventure. So my life in Barcelona was kind of easy, kind of comfortable. I had a girlfriend, I had a beautiful job, and I was like, it's maybe even too comfortable. So I wanted to go on an adventure, and with my partner, we decided to move to the U.S. And we could make it happen, which per se was a huge achievement. But then arriving to the U.S., 1 month later, we break up.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
how do you say bummer in Spanish?
In Spanish? I don't know. I would swear for sure. And I don't know if I can swear.
Yeah. So that was a bummer. Yeah. And then I'm sorry to hear your father passed.
Yeah. So the year started not with the strongest vibes. And a few months after I was going through the breakup and a few months after my dad suddenly passed, and that just crushed me. And I was going over these two losses, a partner and a dad, and then COVID hit. So it was like the perfect storm.
So I understand you stayed at home, but you shaved your head.
Yeah, I did. So it's funny because there was a bunch of people that, because you're not going out anymore, we did not know when we were going to go out. We, like, a bunch of people started doing crazy stuff at home. And all of a sudden you shave, and I shave my beard, which I usually don't. And then I shave my head. And lucky me, I was not going out. Yeah, yeah. You go from a solid 6 to a solid 4.
You're not a 6. You're the cat's 9 plus. Well, but all right. So that's all the bad part. But you are a survivor. So you said to yourself, I think I need to get a cat, and not just any kind of cat, a cat that has a lot of energy, a Bengal. Have you ever had a Bengal cat before in your life, Albert?
I never had a cat at all in my life. And I'm in fact allergic to cats.
Oh, so, that's even better.
So, yeah, it's super fun. So what happened is that I was completely miserable. I was in a very dark place and working crazy hours with lockdown, with these bag of losses in my back that I was carrying around.
What kind of work were you doing?
I'm a marketeer. So okay. I do marketing for a living on consumer goods. And I love my work, but it's very demanding. And when you're not at your best, it can come crashing down on you, because the expectation is very high. And when you're not at 100%, the pressure of work really, really settles. So I was working a ton of hours, carrying my backpack around, and I called my mom and I'm like, listen, I either come back and call this a failure or I get a cat. And she was like, but you're allergic to cats. And I'm like, that's a different problem. That's a problem for the Albert of tomorrow. If we both agree that getting a cat might be a good idea. And listen, I'm 35, but I still go to my mom for advice. So I'm like,
there's nothing wrong with that. Real men love moms and cats. So
I, yeah, absolutely love both. And I was like, I think I need some help. And I decided to get a cat. And then a whole adventure started in terms of understanding if I could get over my allergies, if there were breeds that were better than others that I could withstand better. Male versus female cats, which one has more FeLD1 protein? And I started learning everything about cat allergies. And
well, that FeLD1, for folks out there, that's kind of the marker that says whether they're going to be making you sneeze a lot, right?
Yep, exactly.
That's our medical interpretation. It's the sneeze gene.
So that's the protein that cats have that produces allergy to most people. And I started doing some research and I got to the determination that there was not really a solution for cat allergies. And then I learned that that's not really true, but that's a story for a different day. But one thing that I learned is this thing about hypoallergenic cats.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of marketing about it. And I have my hesitations on calling them this way right now, because after what I've learned, hypoallergenic cat doesn't really exist. But it's true that there are some breeds and some particular families and lineages of cats that might have less of this protein that creates the allergy. And I learned that Bengal cats sometimes are within this family of less allergy producing cats. So I decided to go for a Bengal, not before like finding people online that had Bengal cats. And I just hopped into their homes and be like, let me hang out with your cat for a bit and see if I can survive the experience. And I did. So I decided to get a Bengal cat.
Those cats traditionally are not cats that like to just sit on the sofa, are they?
They are not. And I think that I did not do my due diligence well enough when I decided to get a Bengal. I was happy with the non-allergy producing DNA. And I was also very happy with the spots. And I was like, this looks like good enough for me. Spots, non-allergy, I'll get this cat. And then I learned that, oh man, like all cats need an enrichment, but Bengal cats are one of a kind. So yeah, I got faced with a challenge.
So Mia, what was she like? Because I jokingly say, Albert, I've written 27 dog and cat books. And one of them is the cat behavior answer book, which I'm not Oprah, but after the show, I'm going to mail an autographed copy to you.
Please do.
Casey made the cover, so that's cool. But I say that the first year you have with a kitten is called the wonder year. You wonder where your sanity goes. Now, multiply that by a million, and that's growing up with a kitten, a Bengal kitten named Mia, right?
Absolutely. She would reach places I did not know cats would reach, and she was tiny. And I could find her on top of a fridge, and I'm like, there's no way she can get out on the fridge. Like, there's no material way that she could possibly use to get on top of the fridge, but she was there. Or she would disappear for 4, 5, 6 hours, and then I would realize that under the couch, she had crawled underneath, poked a hole into the sofa, and just made the sofa her own hammock. Like, she was destructive in ways I could not have imagined, and she was demanding for my attention all the time.
But that was a good thing. And everyone, we're going to find out how he took this crazy refrigerator climbing, get tucked under a couch kitten named Mia, and how they team up now and they're going to help us. So the adventures of a Bengal cat named Mia and Albert are going to continue. You know the drill. You're going to sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
What's up, pet pals? Arden Moore here, your host of the All Behave show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Amy Schumer. You're listening to Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio, where they keep it real and make everyone feel like their pet.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O'Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is Albert Colominas. He is a marketer, but he also is the creator of a company I want you to check out. It's called Outdoor Bangle. And as we've discovered, his life just started getting full of, ready for it, purpose once he adopted Mia, his Bengal cat. So you started delving into cat training and behavior. You do your homework. You're a marketer. So you're doing your research. So when did you realize I can have, you know, a box of Kleenex and I can live with a cat, but this cat's a star?
So it's good you ask, because there's a transition where you realize that the cat is extremely smart. And from the moment you realize the cat is extremely smart and the moment you decide to do something about it, there's a gap in realization. And with Mia, she was giving me these cues that she understood what was happening around. If I opened the fridge, she would come by. And it's like, that's positive reinforcement. Per se, at the time, I did not know what that was, but that was basically the cat linking something that was happening externally with something that she was rewarded with, because every time I was opening the fridge, if she came by, I would give her something. And these little things are, I would get the keys. And when I was giving the keys, she knew that I would give her a head rub, and then she would climb on the counter to get her head rubbed. And this little cues that, like, she really understands what's going on here. So I started researching about dog training. Well, I looked for cat training. I did not really see much. So I started looking at dog training to see how people train their dogs. And I started using dog training on my cat, Mia.
With cats, they're all about predictability. They're very smart at observing us, right? So your cat, even though she was tiny and young, she was picking up these consistent cues. So when did you say, I think she would be an adventure cat? What were the cues? And tell us some of the things that you two do together now.
So, yeah, it's another funny one. So she was looking out the window all the time. I have a small, tiny balcony in my apartment, and I would open the door and she would run like straight outside as soon as the door opened. So I was like, she's really curious about the outdoors. She has a ton of energy. What if I walked her? Like, by the time she could sit on command, she would come when called. I think I taught her how to spin, how to wait for her food. So I was like, she's doing all these things that I've never heard a cat could do before. So what if we continue challenging the status quo and we try to get Mia to walk on a leash? And I did a little bit of research here because I wanted to make sure that I was not overwhelming her, because cats are predators, but they are also prey. And
listen,
they are a lot
you.
More cautious when they go into the outside. So I was like, let me see if it can be done. But then very quickly, I remembered that there's more cats outdoors than there's indoors. Like, indoor cats are a new thing.
Yeah, relatively, yeah.
That's the modernity of it. But cats are designed to be outdoors. They have shark claws. They have huge, beautiful reflexes. So I was like, she can really go outdoors. Let's just make sure that she goes outdoors in the most comfortable way. So did some research. I learned that you cannot walk a cat using a collar because they can choke themselves. Or if you're using a cat collar, they break away. So you might lose your cat. And I got a cat harness. Well, I got a ton of cat harnesses. And when I found one that she liked, then we started going on adventures. And sorry, I went on a rabbit hole, but you were asking about what adventures.
That's okay. We're talking cats and rabbit holes. But so now, people need to know, you're not just taking Mia around the block. I understand she probably has a kitty passport now. Where have you taken her? What are some of the places?
Yeah, she has a kitty passport. The reason why, and the first time I traveled for pleasure. But then I'm from Spain. I visit my mom at least twice a year. I try to make it more. So I wanted to make her comfortable when traveling because I did not want to leave her behind. And I also did not want to overwhelm her every time I was taking her on a trip.
Okay.
So I wanted to do some training with smaller trips around the country before I took her overseas. And it was still in the middle of the pandemic. Things started to open up. And I was with this kitten that had a ton of energy. And I also needed to go outside. And I decided to go on a road trip with a girl I was seeing at the time. Didn't work out. I have great experience in
stick with cats. Stick with cats, Albert.
That was my realization. Mia is going to be there forever. So we decided to go on a road trip and I took Mia with us. And that was the first time that I realized that she can really enjoy and thrive outdoors. We went to Arizona, Utah and New Mexico. We did, I think, close to 4,000 miles on a van. And then it's also when our Instagram, TikTok, at the time exploded. We were sharing our adventures and people started to get curious. How are you doing this? How do you teach her to walk on a leash? How do you manage poo and pee when you're traveling?
Yeah, going 70 miles an hour and your kitty's got to go and you've got air conditioning on and they drop a deuce. You better keep going.
Yeah, exactly. You open the windows and hope for the best. Now, with the van, it was kind of easy because we had a portable litter box and we set it up on the floor of the co-pilot. So she was inside her carrier at the time and she would start meowing. We would open the door and even while driving, she would know where the sand is, where the litter box was, and she would just do her thing. She would cover her thing and we could continue going. Then it's true that that still stinks. So you need to do something about it, but it's better than if she does it on the carpet.
So if people want to follow you on TikTok, Albert, what is it? How do they go?
So our TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere it's the same. It's Outdoor Bengal.
Okay.
And yeah, you'll find us in every single platform, social media platform that we're present with that handle.
Good thing you've got marketing as a background. So I understand sailed around Long Island with her.
Yes, yes. We did a few beautiful trips. We went to this road trip. We went to the Caribbean for a bit. During COVID as well, I was still working remotely and we went to the Caribbean for 5 months and we were living there for five
Where?
Months.
What countries?
In the Virgin Islands, because the company I work for, they wanted us to stay in the US. So I took the USA map. And I was, how far south can I go? And I realized that there was something even south, like more south than Florida, which was the Virgin Islands. So there we went. And it was the same time. It was Eastern time, just like it's 1 hour less than Eastern time. But it was also very easy to manage from a work point of view. So that was also beautiful. And then coming back from the Caribbean, I had a couple of friends that owned a sailboat. And they also have a cat. They got Coyote. It's the name of their orange cat. They got Coyote because of Mia. They learned that, cats can go outside. Cats can do fun stuff. They were living on the sailboat at the time. And they decided to go to get a Coyote to accompany them on their trips. And they went on the summer of 21, I think it was. They went on a round trip, circumnavigation along Long Island. And Mia and I went along with them. And it was beautiful.
Now, what are some things Mia can do? Can Mia swim? Can Mia go on a paddleboard? What can Mia do in the world of outdoors?
So she's ridden almost every single means of transportation. So she rides with me on my bike. She hikes with me, either walking or on my shoulder. We have done paddleboarding. We have gone sailing. She's pretty good at car drives. She will stick her head out the window. Yeah, note for everybody listening, make sure you have a good harness on your cat if you let them do that. But she's very good with movement and speed. She likes the air on her face. But she does not swim.
Oh, she does not swim.
One of the things that I read when I was looking for what Bengal cats do and what Bengal cats are, it's that they love water. And I just learned that that goes cat to cat. Not all Bengal cats will like going on a leash. Not all Bengal cats will like water. And Mia is one of those that...
That makes her a little more human, I guess. So you've not only got this adventure cat, you're a marketer, and you're like, wait a minute, there's some products out there that I've been using. I wish I could just tweak them and make them better. So we've got a few minutes left. Tell us how you ended up coming up with some outdoor Bengal line of products. And can you name some of the things that you've done?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I do for a living is understand consumer needs and then take products that are in the market and see if those consumer needs are met. And if they are met, just communicate them to consumers so that they know that the product can solve the needs that they have. But if the needs are not met, what we do in my team is we find ways to improve those products so that consumers can get the results from the products they're buying that they are expecting. And I used that expertise to taking the dozens of cat harnesses that we've tried over the last 2 years before I launched our own cat harness. And we decided to take the best of all of them and remove the worst of all of them and design our own cat harness.
Wow.
And it's been an adventure. It's been extremely fun. And the cat harness, it's called Houdini. Because it's
perfect.
I started calling it escape proof, but the reality is that there's no such thing as an escape proof cat harness because cats are Houdinis. Yeah. So now I call it escape resistant. It has an escape proof system, but it's true that if you tether a cat wearing any harness for an extended period of time, the cat will escape. But it's a very safe cat harness that's comfortable for Mia and by extension for all cats. But then we like these developing products things, so we also created a clicker training kit.
Yep.
So it comes with a target stick, with a clicker, with a short quick start manual, and we also developed a card game.
Yeah, I was interested
tricks.
In that. I understand it's called the card game, the Click Crusade Cat Training Card Game.
Yeah, so exactly.
How does that work?
So something that I struggled with when I started learning more about operant conditioning and clicker training and learning about things that dogs can do. It was coming up with things to teach Mia. She was learning super fast and there was not enough resources for me to gather inspiration from. And after these 3.5 years of teaching her tricks, she knows over 40 tricks now. So
wow.
I decided to create this short, easy to understand cards for everybody that's training their cat and they want to go beyond sit and stay and spin and lay down, and they want to teach their cat to maybe jump on their shoulders or jump through the through your arms, or I don't know, get off the counter, like having a bunch of get on the carrier on command, all those tricks that maybe some of them not even dogs can do.
Yeah.
I wanted to just put them on a card game that was easy to understand for everybody.
I like that. So what would you say are the top three pretty tough tricks that Mia seems to like or does so well? What are three? What would you say?
Favorite one is jumping on my shoulder on command.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something that some cats do naturally. Mia was not doing naturally, and I was fascinated by it. And we found a very simple way to teach her to do that, which is using your knee as a ladder. So I go down a little bit, I offer the knee, and then she jumps from the floor to my knee, from the knee to my shoulder, and then she walks, she crawls to the other side of my head to stick the head out next to mine. That's my favorite trick by far.
So you look like a pirate with a parrot, right?
It's a heavy parrot, but yes.
All right, that's number one. What's a couple
that's
others?
That's number one. Number two, it's a combination of this one and riding a bike. I first taught Mia to ride on a bike with me on the basket, but then she was more comfortable on my shoulder than on the basket. So she would jump from the basket to my shoulder as we were riding the bike. So now I don't have a basket anymore. She goes on my shoulder when we're riding the bike. And this is another thing that I love. I think I love these two tricks because dogs could not do this. They don't have sharp enough claws. So I'm like, hell yeah, hooray for cats. She's doing something that a dog cannot do.
And what would be the third?
The third one, which it's not the most useful, but it's something that wows people a lot. When I travel with Mia and we are at the airport and she's walking on her leash, and the gate opened, and there's everybody standing up, and it's our time to get inside the plane. I just point at the carrier, and I say, crate, and she will just pop onto the carrier, let me close it, and it's just beautiful. And everybody that's around that see this, they're like, how in the world did you teach your cat to get on the carrier on command? So that's another one that I found funny.
Well, we're almost out of time. I want everyone to please go to outdoorbangle.com. That's also the name for all his social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. But Albert, what's something that Mia has done to make you a better human?
She has made me a better human in so many ways. I cannot thank her enough. I have focused on myself and my career for a long part of my life. And as soon as I got Mia, I realized that someone else's happiness was entirely dependent on me. I've had partners, and I want to say that I try to be the best partner I can be, but I like strong people that are independent, so they don't need me. And I try to find partners that don't need me, that they just want me. But with Mia, she depends entirely on me to get her enrichment, to get her food, to get her care, to get her love. And that made me a much more selfless person, because I know that I need to provide for someone that depends entirely on me.
That's beautiful. If I was your mom, I'd be so proud of you, young man. Hey, we're speaking with Albert Colominas. Please check out Outdoor Bangle. Please follow Mia. What an adventure cat. And I thank you for being on the show. I hope you had a good time, Albert.
Thank you so much for having me, Arden. Absolutely a pleasure to be here with you.
And at this time, I want to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. This is the biggest pet radio network on the planet. Check it out, Albert. And our show has been on the air since 07 and makes us the longest running weekly pet podcast anywhere. Please follow me on YouTube, Arden Moore, Arden Knows Pets on TikTok. Please, Albert, follow me. And everyone, I just have two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.